Bad Seed Podcast, episode 20, riding around again. We're not riding around. We're back on top of this mountain of concrete, this concrete palace in the middle of this suburb.
Concrete jungle.
Yeah, it is a jungle. There is a fucking car show going on right now.
Oh, yeah, there's a little truck fair.
Why do you pick here for your huge truck? I feel like you get that so you can be seen, not to have it on the top of a parking deck.
That's what worries me. Like, what are they doing right now?
Oh, there's a fucking suck fest going on over there.
Oh, yeah, they just pick one and stink it up real bad. They just really go to town on each other.
Hey, just welcome to your fucking suck fest, huh?
Glad you got that crew cab, Jerry.
Yeah, just be sure to put the car seat back in after we're done. And I am Scotty the Plug.
And I'm Elliot.
Elliot, yeah. We're getting better.
We're setting some things up.
We're setting some things up.
Not shelters.
No.
No, you may, in fact, be able to hear the slightest bit of rain.
Yeah, it is a rainy fucking night, and I'm telling you, the boys in blue are out.
Yeah, he drove by, and it was while we were setting up, and didn't stop us or anything. Which is nice for us.
Yeah, I also don't know what's more sketchier. 20 backed in extremely large trucks just bouncing up and down for no reason.
Right.
Or 2 overweight dudes with flip-flops on setting up microphones. What's more sketchier?
Well, I don't think he could see our flip-flops. But
yeah,
if he could,
it would be a whole different story if he saw the fucking flips. Oh, hear that
it's
rain,
really
baby.
Coming down.
It is. Of course it's coming down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like that's why they have shelters.
All right. Way better.
We're in a house now.
Yeah. No, we're not at a house.
No, that didn't happen.
Yeah, we're at the lower level because it started raining like crazy.
Yep.
And the cop was waiting, and he did leave just now behind us and stop behind us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Registration's not good, so...
Okay, yeah. That reminds me, mine's not either, actually. Yeah,
probably.
We're not in my car, so...
Probably going to be fun trying to get out of here later.
Yep.
And it's prom.
Yeah, there was just a bunch of hooting, hollering... Prom students.
Prom season.
Yeah, all the kids at work have been so excited. It's their magical night.
Yeah. What they don't know is it is the worst night in the world.
Yeah.
Prom was the first time I ever saw somebody extremely fucked up on meth.
Oh.
Yeah, because we rented a hotel in some sketchy part of town, and we pulled up, like, in our suits, our ties were undone. A fucking gremlin hit the window.
Ooh.
And I was like, dude, no, I don't have any money. And then my friend was like, yeah, he was iced up. And I was like, what the fuck does iced up mean?
He didn't have any jewelry.
Yeah. He was like, he didn't look like a millionaire whatsoever. Which he didn't really have a lot of jewelry on either.
No, well, he's a more subtle man than that.
He was. Chamillionaire. I'm not sure how you pronounce him. So this episode, Elliot.
Yeah.
Where are we at?
Well, I've been doing some research
on
a few topics. I thought it would be good to open up the discourse and talk about, you know, certain fetishes that people have. And I thought I'd start with one of the more common ones, which is a foot fetish.
Okay.
And there's a lot of information out there. I didn't find any of it. I found one video that was so good I decided to stop, and then I figured we would just... watch that video and see.
And by that video, it's literally the Robin Williams film Jack.
It is.
That's all it is.
We're going to watch Jack in this parking lot.
We're just going to listen to Robin Williams' forearms rub against each other.
Oh.
I'm sure it fucking... Oh, I'm sure it hurts everybody's ears.
It's like steel wool in a garbage disposal.
Yeah. And if you listen to the smoothing sounds of the teenagers going crazy behind us,
yeah, they're losing their shit.
Also, why the fuck are they in this parking deck?
It's maybe the convention center. Maybe they had the prom there.
Oh, I didn't know we were at a convention center. I thought this was just a parking deck.
No. Well, actually, it might not be. Well, no, it's close enough to it that you could use it for that.
I didn't know this town had a convention center.
Yeah, you know, it's massive. It's got an LED sign.
Also, we're in a car. If you hear buzzing still, it's getting better.
We should just call the podcast "We're in a fucking car."
Yeah, that's gonna be our side quest.
Welcome to "We're in a fucking car." Still,
and guess what? We're in a car, and then we're gonna have a spinoff of that, and it's gonna be "We're at a Waffle House."
In a car.
Yeah, we should actually just pay Waffle House $20 to let us sit there for an hour and a half,
dude. You know what we should do? We should open up a Waffle House with a car hop service.
Yeah.
So they just bring the All-Star out to your...
They already did. It's Sonic.
The tray. Well, no, but they don't have waffles.
Sonic has got rid of the skates.
Too many accidents.
Yeah. I've never really understood how you let teenagers... Like, you trust teenagers to do spins on skates for a huge comp... You know there's dads out there that are like, take the fall.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get paid.
I just got laid off.
Yeah, I was like, Erica, you better scrape that fucking knee, bitch. You know, there's bad parents out there, and they scrape their kids' knees. I think
it would be great because they never wore helmets, right? Like, I don't remember one wearing a helmet.
No, the guys have ponytails, and the girls put a top bun.
I think they would get more tips if they had a helmet on.
Are you supposed to tip at Sonic?
Oh, yeah, so that was like a huge thing.
That's why they're like coin holsters are there.
Yeah, but there was this one where every employee in the Sonic quit because they were trying to pay them because I guess everybody could presumably run food out. They were trying to pay them all $4.50 an hour.
How?
And as like, well, like server wages.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked.
Yeah, and they all quit. And apparently, if that is your specific job, you do make server's wages at Sonic. So, well, and they don't even have an option to tip with a credit card, like, when you do it.
Oh, dude. That means you're getting the 13 cents on that dollar, if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to hit this 5-hour energy sun.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. You ready? Let's see if I can get the noise.
That was like a fucking commercial, dude. Yeah. That was amazing.
Thank you.
You have very good mouth acoustics. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that.
My grandpa told me that one time. Anyways, so let's get to this feet fetish situation. Let's start with this. Elliot, do you have a fetish?
No discernible one. You know what I'm really into?
Did you say dishonorable one?
No, discernible. Okay. Like no, really, but you know what I'm really into?
What?
Is people who want to fuck me. That's pretty much that's pretty much the greatest thing.
Oh,
so,
yeah, that's good.
I don't really need anything more than that, to be honest with you.
That's what you live your life for.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you want to fuck me? That's weird. I'm so into that.
That's so crazy. I'm sure there's a whole subreddit page on that.
Oh, there is. Do you want to fuck me?
It's just like...
/R.
You know those like old MySpace comments where like people like drew pictures with numbers and letters? Like in the comments, it was like a money sign, but it was a bunch of ones and zeros, but it made a big money sign. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We need to create one with your face.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a lot of zeros.
There's a couple ones in there, man. Chill.
Yeah, my eyebrows. That's it. Just ones for the eyebrows. And then
apostrophes.
I realized today.
You always look surprised. So let's put apostrophes beside your eyes, like South Park characters, you know?
We were talking today, and I realized all of my closest friends look like grown up garbage pail kids.
Oh, wow.
Like, and it's honestly, once I started thinking about it, I was like, yeah, every single one of them.
Yeah, they're definitely. There's one named after me. Well, his name's Scotty. I know that. And I'm sure he's a piece of shit now.
Scuba Scotty.
There needs to be a Where Are They Now of those fuckers. That actually, when I was a child, that movie came out in 87. The live action Garbage Pail Kids.
I did not know that existed.
Oh, really? Look how sketchy. Let's just play, just pull it up on your phone.
All right, what am I playing?
Just like the trailer for Garbage Pail Kids. This movie was the first time I've ever been scared in my whole goddamn life. But I watched it as like a 2-year-old. Yeah, there you go.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, let's start with a clown, right?
Off the bat. Once upon a time, or was it more
recently, there was a young boy named Dodger. That's the scariest part. He was the sort of child who was always left out of things. Yeah.
Oh, he's got a really gay jacket.
Yeah, boo-hoo, kid. Dodger works in a junk shop owned by the mysterious Captain Mancini. Witch's broth and vampire's brew make these clothes as good as new. Yeah, I mean, I wish they would just show the fucking characters, goddammit.
Oh, they're waiting for that shot, dude.
Yeah, I don't need the shot.
The garbage can's shaking.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bunch of puke on it.
Yeah. Out pops out Artie Lang. Oh, the music.
All right.
Yeah, dude. They came out to help us. Meet the garbage pail kid. Starring Nat Nerf. Yeah, dude. Windy
Winston. Ooh.
Yeah.
Messy Tessie. Messy Tessie.
All right. So, yeah, that movie is as sketchy as it fucking gets.
Yeah.
Maybe we should watch it, to be honest.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I would watch it, but just this, I want to know the plot, because it seems like a Gremlins ripoff.
I think they're more...
The Garbage Pail Kids.
I think the Garbage Pail Kids are more vigilantes. Or something. I'm not sure. But,
fighting for justice?
Yeah, I think that's what the kid just said. I'm not sure. But let's start with what I got. Because I feel like what you got is a lot cooler.
All right.
So what I have is not fetish stories. What I have is, it's weird sexy time stories that's gone a little wrong.
Oh, okay.
All right. The first one here is called Concrete Anus. All right?
All right.
One experimental couple decided to mix things up in the bedroom in the most bizarre way imaginable. One of the chaps poured wet cement into the other partner's anus.
Mm.
Surprisingly, this didn't end well, and he was rushed to the hospital when the substance started to set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It says it doesn't end well. It did not start well.
Yeah.
Just from the go.
I mean, I'm sure if he asked his immediate doctor, he wouldn't have been like, try it.
Yeah. I mean, you can get organic concrete and just see if that works.
But it started to set, causing him immediate, extreme amounts of pain. The silver lining in this, the couple now have lifelike casts of each other's rectums.
Made out of concrete
that was removed.
Ah.
It's a romantic occasion.
Talk about an anniversary gift.
Yeah.
Just where do you keep it? Do you keep it like on the coffee table?
I think it's to prop doors open.
Oh, door stops.
Yeah, I don't think it's to be on the top of something.
Oh, this is interesting. Where'd you get this? I'm glad you asked.
Could you imagine that falling on your child? Like, shaking the fucking dresser, and that's what falls on them?
That would be bad.
All right, the second one is, this story is called, Bite Dick. I couldn't come up with anything clever.
Bite Dick? I love that band.
Just Bite Dick, yeah. This story is out of Singapore. A man was being pleasured by his secret girlfriend in a parked car, such as, this.
Right.
Or, you know... a van reversed and accidentally bumped to the car, giving the woman such a fright that her jaw snapped shut like a bear trap.
Yeah.
As the horrified man lost his pride and joy, his pinglet came off into the jowls of this woman.
Oh.
His penis was bitten off.
Clean off?
But that's not the only thing he probably lost. He lost his marriage because... his wife had hired a private investigator who caught the whole thing on film.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How about that?
It's pretty bad.
The cop just passed us again. Riding in cars with morons is going great.
It's great. I feel really relaxed. It's
going in great. All right. I've got a couple of these. These are actually pretty fun. I like these. I named this one Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow?
Wheelbarrow. The Kama Sutra has brought many couples plenty of thrills, but one married pair from Russia saw the dark side of the book. If you don't know what that is, it's like a fucking sexy time book.
It's got hundreds of positions.
Yeah. All right. This couple was enjoying the deck chair position, which involves the woman being held almost like a wheelbarrow.
Almost.
Almost. When a leg spasm, everything just went to shit, and her shit locked up. And the couple were sealed together and had to be loaded into the ambulance still in that position.
I have heard of that happening.
Really?
Mostly to dogs, though.
Yeah. That's when you just pour hot water on them, which I don't think that's a...
Is that a...
I don't think... Just get WD-40 like any regular fucking person.
That fixes everything.
That fixes everything. And then if it breaks, put duct tape on it. I'm just saying... them sitting in the waiting room like that would be pretty fucking funny.
Well, they wouldn't be sitting. Well, I guess maybe.
He could sit. She could. They'd probably give her a pillow.
I would hope.
I hope. So this next story is it's called Curry Blister. I'm getting really wild with these fucking names, dude. This has to do with an allergic reaction. And a woman in the U.S. was admitted to the hospital with serious bursting boils all over her vagina after her thoughtful husband decided to act like a beaver and gobble up some bark after going out to eat curry moments before.
Yeah, it's not a good move.
I just don't get curry on my lips and, like, leave it.
Like,
there.
If you eat food that's hot enough to do that, it burns your mouth, and you would think that wouldn't be your first instinct is to go down on your wife.
Well, this guy's never heard of WD-40, apparently.
I'll take the sting out of anything.
Yeah, and it'll put a sting in a couple others.
It's true. Okay. That's how they got the concrete out of the first guys.
Yeah.
They just used some WD-40. It slipped right out.
Yeah, and sprinkle curry on it. This next one is called Aggressively Pounding. That one's good, right?
I do like it.
Yeah. A man in his late 60s was enthusiastically going to town on himself in his bedroom when his mother, I don't know, I want to know the age.
Presumably at least in her
90s. Yes. Unexpectedly came in, diving for the door to slam her out because she was subjected to ghastly sights.
Right.
The man stumbled, and the loud snap that followed is something from every man's nightmare. Boners may not have actual bones, but they can also break.
They can break. They're like hearts. They don't have bones, but they can break.
Yeah. I've never heard of anybody breaking their dick, but I've heard of people having really long boners without, like, Viagra. Like, from riding, like, a motorcycle. And, like, having to go to ER for having a boner so long.
There was one guy I knew of that had a broken dick from a radio show. His girlfriend was on top. And literally just, like,
sneezed.
Broke his dick with her ass, like, trying to, like, I guess he had slipped out or something.
Huh.
And it was like a 6-month recovery.
Okay, I guess I could see that.
Yeah, it was not great.
It was something.
I didn't see a picture of it, but.
Well, I mean, what do you say to that? Prove it.
Right.
You know?
He's wearing a dick cast.
Right. All right, I got a couple more. This one's called Condom Candy. Play on cotton candy.
I like it.
Runny noses and fevers are pretty standard symptoms, so a lady from India didn't pay much attention to her constant state of being under the weather until it had been happening over a year. Visiting the doctor at last, she was informed that she had a condom in her lung. What? I was like, oh, that's where that thing went.
Yeah, I've been looking for it.
Turns out she had accidentally inhaled somehow without noticing while giving her boyfriend a small treat.
I mean, if you have a condom on for it, it is kind of a small treat.
Yeah. It says a lot about her.
I mean, okay. First of all, practice safe sex, kids.
Yeah. Catholics do anal.
But also, don't be lame.
Yeah.
Like,
don't be a lame-o, dude. Whatevs. All right, I have one more. This one's called Tater Butt. The truth of this story may never be known, but a man from the UK shamefully visited the hospital to tell them that he had a potato lodged inside of his back. Mm. Which is
his back.
His buttocks.
Yeah, his backside.
Timidly explaining that he had been putting up curtains when he fell backwards onto the kitchen table.
Oh, wow.
Where he said the spud was sitting, he was treated without question. Instead of the nurses thinking he is completely full of shit, they know for certain that he is just full of starch.
Well, it's always an accident, because that's a real thing in ERs.
I will
people
say,
coming in.
Yeah, but you have so much time between that happening and you going to the ER to think of something.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't be able to think about anything but the fucking potato in my ass.
Yeah.
If there was a potato in my ass, I would mostly be thinking, how am I going to get this out?
Or how am I going to explain this? Or I hope the news crew's not there.
Honestly, I'd just walk in like, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Pull this out of me. I got shit to do.
They're going to be like, again, George? Yes, again. It doesn't get any easier, Rebecca.
I'm finding myself.
Yeah. What are you doing sitting here 20-hour shifts?
Oh, I can afford butt plugs. Well, good for you. Good for you.
That's all I've got for that. That's all I've got for that.
Well, that was quite a journey.
That was a journey. We took it together.
That could be called things you never want to happen near or around you or to you.
Yeah. And I've got another one, and I didn't write this one down because this one bothers me more than anything. My grandfather informed me that he has 3 girlfriends.
Oh.
He's 83, and they prescribed him Viagra.
So he's
killing it.
Just banging.
Good for him.
How old is he?
83.
83?
Yeah.
Wow.
83. Rocking.
I mean, the thing is I mean, if you can do it, do it.
If you can do it, do it.
You know, I'm not, you know, just because he's 83 doesn't mean he shouldn't get butt.
Yeah, well, that's a good segue into this foot story because that's all he does is feet.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
I hope not. And I hope he doesn't, like, just feel that good with me to tell me those things.
Yeah, you want to be close with your family, but you don't want to know about their
yeah, I don't need to know
fetishes.
Yeah, I don't need to know about his foot glossing feet or whatever you shall call that. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I need to poop.
Okay.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm just going to have to suck it back up like a little potato. Like like the little fingerling potatoes that it is.
The little potato that couldn't stay out of an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Where did you source that from, those stories?
Those things, I found them a couple different places. You know, when you deep dive, you find things.
That's true.
Just
like that ER nurse.
But, you know, if you're a bad seed, you don't need to source things. That's not true. I don't know. If anybody wants to know, I'll send some links.
Oh, fair enough. Are there pictures?
No, I wish. That'd be great. Actually, there was one picture, and I saved it. And it's a wheelbarrow. That's it. That's going to be the cover of this episode.
Yeah, my dad. I had to drive my dad to the car dealership today.
Yeah.
He got a new car.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's doing great. And
I actually just took his and didn't give him anything else.
So I'm driving him, and he gets in the car, and I've got NPR on, and he goes, "See, this is where you get all them ideas from." He's like, "You've been listening to this NPR for two." I was like, "I didn't start listening to NPR until I started driving, which was like 2 years ago."
Yeah, you were a late bloomer.
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit, but well, a lot, but
a little bit.
So, yeah, I mean, I was 26 when I got my license. What's the big deal?
Yeah, that's like an 18-year-old bird just being like, "Hey, I just didn't want to. I just started flying."
I just learned to fly.
He's like, "You've just been living at home for what?"
Mm.
He's like, "I don't know. Mom brings me worms. I don't
know."
Yeah,
I get all the worms.
Yeah.
I got more worms than you.
Free Wi-Fi.
He's talking about, he's like, "Yeah, there's all this leftist stuff," and just kind of trying to get my goat.
Yeah.
But they were talking about fucking wheelbarrows.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, "Yeah, you hear this?
Yeah.
Do you hear them indoctrinating me?
This works." I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, But down at Arbor and Freight, they have the new self-driving wheel barrels.
They do, but they do tend to malfunction.
Yeah. It's killed 4 old people this year so far.
But they're so fucking lazy. Can't push your own wheelbarrow?
Yeah. I don't know why that reminds me of the kid. What's the kid's name that played Charlie Bartnett? You know that movie, right?
Oh, shit.
He was an alpha dog.
Are you talking about Jesse Eisenberg?
No, it's not Jesse Eisenberg. Anyways, the kid fucking died 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. He was a Russian kid.
He died living his best life, living in L.A.,
yeah,
checking his mail, and his fucking Jeep crushed him against his fucking garage.
The parking brake malfunctioned. They did a recall on the model.
Shit.
Like, and he literally pushed him up against the stone.
Yeah.
And just that's smushed
fucked.
Him.
Dude, that's almost like a self-driving wheelbarrow killing a grandfather.
Right. Because he went downhill from it. You don't go downhill from the self-driving wheelbarrow.
Yeah. I'm sure he said it's all downhill from here.
Yeah.
Right before. I mean, I'm sure. What was his last word, you think? Really?
Are you fucking serious?
Like, really?
I don't know. That's depressing, Scotty. I don't know what his last words were.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it was something cool.
Yeah.
If you had no worries in the world and you're about to die, I'm sure your last words are something like, well, it was pretty cool.
Fuck y'all.
Yeah. Fuck y'all, or I'm going out heavy, dude. But if you have like a lot of debt and like, you know, 6 kids or something like that, I'm sure you're like, okay.
Oh boy. Yeah. That shook the car.
I'm sure you cry when you die. If you're famous, you don't cry when you die.
No. Unless there's a camera on you.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, that's,
I don't know why that would.
Yeah, that's the new Jackass. That's all they can do now.
Yeah. I'm Johnny Knoxville and this is my last will and testament.
It's like, what can we do to top 3D?
The 4th D, death.
4 dead.
You know, he still pisses through a prom kids.
Prom kids. And you know what? All the big trucks on the roof make way more sense now.
Yeah, they all park their big old trucks.
Yes. Oh, man. You know what's crazy about prom these days? They can't get shit-faced and go to prom anymore.
Nope.
That's fucked.
Well, you really couldn't. My buddy, I had a buddy in high school get arrested.
Oh, she just did the drinking like thing with her hand. That was funny to the other girl. That's funny.
I got a flask. Just in case anyone didn't believe we were in a car.
Yeah, that's it. I wonder what the ratio of homeless people that tried to sneak into that prom was. If it was downtown,
they got all zhuzhed up.
Yeah, it's just like a homeless person, just like
in a tuxedo shirt.
No, just covered himself in glitter, like that was snazzy.
Well, the duct tape suits were a thing at prom, so I guess they put the elbow grease into it.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes people don't give homeless the credit they deserve.
Well, I mean, they give them money sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, that is the credit they deserve.
We always end up talking about homeless people because we're at, like, the homeless central.
We're in the capital.
Yeah, of Gastonia.
Yeah, we're in the capital. And I've realized that we talk about Gastonia quite a bit.
Well, I think it's a pretty interesting place, to be honest with
you. It is, but also, no one really, that's not a universal thing. And I think we need to elaborate more on what this place is.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start from the beginning. 1988. Fred Durst.
Fred Durst, yep.
No, there's not really anything nice to say about Gastonia.
Well, let's put it this way. Fred Durst grew up here and then ditched it in favor of Jacksonville, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not trying to shit on Jacksonville. I'm trying to shit on Florida because I fucking hate Florida.
Yeah. I held a door for Hulk Hogan in Florida.
Like, I imagine you just lifting it up above your head like, I'm a Hulkamaniac.
No. All right. Okay. So, I've been to Florida a couple times. The first time I ever went to Florida, it was like my first time out of, like, without my family, you know?
Right.
I went with my girlfriend at the time's family to Clearwater.
Ooh.
Which she told me about how they had famous people fucking everywhere, you know? Like, I couldn't imagine how L.A. is. So we go to this movie, and I think it was one of the fucking Fast and the Furious movies or something. But we go, and I fucking go to open the door for her, and I'll be goddamned if Hulk Hogan and Brooke Hogan shoot right in the door like I was, I accidentally held the door for Hulk Hogan.
Wow.
And it was so fast that I didn't know what to say.
Would you say it was too fast?
Too furious? It was more too furious, yeah.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the only famous person sighting that weekend, or week. I forgot how long it was. Went to Coldstone.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they even exist anymore. But half of it. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Redneck Thunder.
Half of the Coldstone was blocked off for Tom Cruise's family.
Wow.
And him.
So, like, what was the name of that?
Yeah, a good 10-foot square foot was blocked off for his family.
He doesn't need a lot of room.
Yeah. I was like, no, we don't want to rent the whole place out. We're little people, which he is. He is a small person.
He's a short person, yep.
Yeah. His whole family is larger than he is. You know what? I don't understand lights under cars. How about that?
Yep. Never got it.
Never got it.
Speaking of Fast and the Furious.
Yeah. Actually, that's something about Gastonia nobody really will get. There's nothing to do in this town. And when I was younger, the only thing that there was to do was just drive up and down one road.
Franklin Boulevard.
Franklin Boulevard.
Yep.
And it wasn't fun. It was always a fight.
Yep, at the Dairy Queen.
It was people racing, like geo trackers. Like a lot of fucking high schoolers broke down trying to show off their cars, but their cars weren't trying to show off that day.
Well, this is also, we came up in the time of, I can't remember exactly what year Fast and Furious came out, but I was a kid.
2000.
It was 2000. So by the time all those kids who were my age got to high school, they didn't give a shit how much the car cost at the beginning. They were going to stick as much shit on it, like this guy, as possible.
Yeah. I mean, you say that, like, kids these days, I've seen that some of them are just, like, fine with stock cars.
Yeah.
It is, like, a generational thing. Like, I drove by a fucking, like, one of those tiny little, like, Civic hatchbacks, like, on the ground. Like, with, like, a cardboard spoiler on it.
Oh,
like,
God.
Well, yeah, I thought it was going to be, like, a white trash kid in 10th grade. No, he had a work shirt on, and he was pushing 55.
Oh.
But he had, like, gelled down bangs, like, a little like a little crisp goatee. Like, he just
hasn't left it.
He hasn't left it, man. It like, you know.
There's a lot of that in Gastonia,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, there's a lot of Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it's shunned upon these days, but I do remember those sketchy dudes picking up, like, the girls in high school.
Oh, they still do. Like, I work with a lot of high schoolers because, you know, I'm doing great. And, they date older. The worst part, okay, so last week we were talking a little bit about how I was on Tinder. Well, a girl at work asked me how it was going. And I was, like, trying to flex a little bit. I was like, yeah, I got, like, 10 matches. Doing pretty good.
Maybe she just meant life and you just started talking about
Tinder. No, we were specifically. She,
how's
she
it
was
going?
Asking me about
10
it.
Matches.
10 matches. Don't. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And she goes, and she laughed in my face. And I was like, what? Why? And she was like, I have 400.
What the fuck?
And she opened up her app. And first of all, she's 17. She should not be on the fucking app.
No.
And she, like, I go, she did. She had 400. It was over 400. And she was, I said, you know, it's illegal. If they say some shit to you that they probably shouldn't say, it's already illegal. I was like, when do you tell them how old you are? And she's like, oh, well, if I add them on my Snapchat.
Oh.
Which is what she tells them to do. And then she's like, when I can trust them, then I tell them how old I am.
Oh. I thought that was going to go another way, honestly.
No.
I thought it was going to be like, yeah, I'll let them say whatever and then blackmail the shit out of them.
Right. Well,
and then give me $10.
Yeah.
Or a gift card to Amazon.
Just an iTunes gift card.
Yeah. Just buy me Floppy Bird or whatever it's called.
But they fucking, these dudes, like, that's why you got to look. My age range is at, like, I think 21 and up. Just to avoid anything like that. Because it's out there. Like, it's, and it's not just her.
Yeah, but is there a 17-year-old age range there?
Like, no, like, but it goes 18. It goes 18 and up. But at that point, you're just kind of risking it, apparently.
Risking it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think every episode we get on you on Tinder, too.
Yeah. I think that's what's happening in my life right now.
I think that's a good
now.
Segment for,
of course,
for
I,
us.
I don't think I've opened the app since last week.
We should have an app where, or have an app, have a segment where it's a, and then we can do the jingles that we were talking about.
Oh, yeah, I need to have some jingles.
What was the MTV show Singled Out? They had like the alternative music and they had like some chick singing, and it probably will be me singing, but we could, you know, just Elliot's Tender Stories, you know,
and then the sound of a match.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not what a match sounds like.
That's
being put out.
Well, yeah, that's after you shit and then you lit it and then you put it on top of your poop. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. You've done it.
I never got lighting a match. It never made it better for me.
Oh, I mean, it just makes it smell more barky.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets rid of the fiber in the air, so like your dogs and your anybody in your house don't breathe your fiber, because your poop fibers is what makes other people's stomach hurt.
What?
I don't know.
What? I just felt so fucking stupid because I was listening to you, and I was literally like, I'm about to learn something.
I took it and ran with it. Honestly, that's all.
Match fibers fight the poop pipe, the poop fibers.
Yeah, your air fiber, your air poop fiber makes other people's internal fibers just not click so much together.
That's what we should do, is we should start selling some snake oil.
Oh, yeah?
Are your poo fibers tearing your stomach up?
Oh, yeah. There's many things I want to pitch to Shark Tank.
Oh, man.
There's not, honestly. Every time I think I know something, I watch episode or season 3 of Shark Tank, and it's been fucking done.
Has anyone ever gone on there and pitched an actual Shark Tank?
Oh, that's good.
Like a Shark Tank company, and just been like, hey, get it?
Right.
Do you see what I'm doing?
Oh, man. Or somebody going there with, like, some super illegal shit.
I'd like to sell heroin.
Yeah, right. They're running out of shit. Yeah. So that would be good. No, but, like, if they, like, pitch, like there's weed grinders, right?
Yeah.
Like, does a cocaine grinder exist?
I saw a video.
It was like, what if somebody went on there pitching that, and they're like, click it, flick it, and done. You know, like one of those stupid pitches.
I saw a video of a guy, he put a razor on the end of a tattoo machine, and it was just a video.
Oh, that's funny.
So maybe pitch that.
Yeah. That,
the auto chopper.
Yeah, the auto chopper, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
For tobacco use only.
Made by West Coast Choppers.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this foot fetish situation that you have.
So, again, we probably will pause it throughout just to explain what's happening.
Yeah, because I'm very interested, because it's something that I just don't... Like, some things I can, like, vouch for. Like, oh, I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, foot fetish is not one of them, I don't think.
I'm just indifferent, and I think that's the thing is... Some people are extremely grossed out by feet.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a part of it. I don't know.
Maybe that's a part of it. So set us up with this video.
All right. So this guy's name is, it says Doug Gaines, but it's, I don't know if it's a typo, but it's spelled D-U-G.
Oh, I was going to say it better be a Z on the end of Gaines.
Gaines. And I can't remember if the guy's name is Doug Gaines or if the person who interviews him or who the psychiatrist or whatever who talks about foot fetish. But either way, this is Doug Gaines, 40-year pioneer in the foot fetish studies.
In the foot world, baby.
The pastime of collecting. For some, it's a harmless hobby. For others, it's a powerful obsession.
Oh, yeah.
In Ohio, a bizarre passion fills a house with a collection of footwear.
Oh, like he's
never been embarrassed about the fact that I like what I like.
He's smelling the shoes.
My shoes!
Getting in there.
When way too much still isn't enough, collecting can become taboo.
Oh, it's one of those.
Yeah, it's like taboo collecting.
Oh. But like socks?
Dance instructor, Doug Gaines.
Dance instructor.
No, the fuck he's not.
I have well over 5 million photographs. 3,000 videos on VHS. 3,500 DVDs.
Okay, that seems like you don't know what a...
300 pair of shoes that I've got stored away.
Huh.
Doug's collection has a theme. It's all about the feet.
Okay, let's pause it right there. One thing, I don't know what year this was filmed, but apparently this guy doesn't know what like a terabyte hard drive is.
Right.
Because
well,
he is an entire house of VHSs.
Yeah, and they're all these crisp white boxes.
Yeah, like, it's like he puts gloves on to touch them. Gross.
Sorry. I'm getting all worked up.
Yeah, I'm. What fucks me up is he's a dance instructor.
Right. I mean, there's layers.
There's layers. All right, let's get back into it.
I think of my relationship to feet and footwear and socks and shoes as simply just a part of me.
This guy's banned from every Foot Locker. Oh, of course, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio.
The foot fetish capital of the world.
Cleveland, the music Ohio. Is killing me
yeah.
in this.
Doug Gaines has a house full of footwear.
This room is loaded with cases.
So does YG.
Hockey skates and football cleats and baseball cleats and boots and just everything you could think of. I certainly find the foot and footwear exciting, the shoes and socks that, or the sports type things that are on the feet.
Fucking ice hockey skates?
Hockey
the
skates.
The reason I find myself collecting certain socks or certain shoes or certain items of clothing is because it gives me pleasure that I believe we all deserve. It satiates a sensual appetite.
Okay, he's breathing too much into this.
This world who finds feet sexually exciting. He is just one of the few who react to that sense of excitement in a particular way, which is a classic collector's way.
Okay.
Collectors want...
And this is his psychiatrist?
Yes, this is the guy breaking it down for us.
Okay, why does he have to sound so silent to the lambs?
I was about to say, yeah.
Exciting or sacred.
Like, it couldn't have just been, like, a 20-year-old girl being like, yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, he likes shoes.
Shiz?
Shiz. Over 5 million photographs that I've taken over the years. And what's exciting is some of these older ones that I've taken, especially the black and whites, hold up today just as good as they did.
Oh, he's just smushing people.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I love a photograph. I can look at an image and I can paint in my mind an incredible fantasy that would knock your socks off.
The pun, dude.
Dude, he's
the pun. It was a shot of feet and socks when he said that.
Oh, man, he's a photograph elitist. Like when video porn came out, he was like,
screw that. I want to feel it in my hand.
Yeah, this is for lames. Oh, fuck.
Cataloging it by putting
oh my
it
God.
Into a drawer. In a way, you have become its master. It is also
oh,
a way
man.
Of mastering something that otherwise exerts a huge and overwhelming pull on you.
Doug's also an avid collector of foot videos.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I started it. This 38 years ago when VHS films were in. I have about
okay, here's the thing. Pause this.
3,500.
The odds of this guy being a sketchy guy is very well.
But he seems really nice.
Yeah, Jared from Subway seemed really nice.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, I didn't see any children's shoes
yeah,
in that room.
Well, that's true, but there's 3,000... Statistically, he's got to have something sketchy in there. You know what? We're going to find this guy and we're going to call him and we're going to talk about this.
I would like to have a word with him to see how he's doing.
Yeah, I would like to see.
We're probably going to have to send him pictures of our feet.
Yeah. You know what? If anybody has access to any links to any kind of weird kinks or anything online, please send it to our Instagram page at Bad Seeds Podcast, because we would love to talk about it, and we enjoy a weirdo.
Or if you just have a fetish that you'd like to talk about, you know, we're always here, and we're trying to learn a little bit.
This is where we give out Mike the Rat Black's phone number on the podcast, and be like, if you have any fetishes, call this number.
It's the only number I know by heart.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Oh, man. I don't know any. No, I know my wife's, because of Harris Teeter and saving money.
Oh, right.
But also, I wanted to try something else. Just to see if anybody's getting this far into episodes, go to our last Instagram post and literally just fucking spoil a movie. Just like, how would you say it? Just
any movie.
What, any movie that you think that there's somebody out there that hasn't watched it, go comment the plot and the ending to the fucking movie without saying the title.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
title. So yeah. you might not know if it's...
Yeah,
if
it's like, wait, is this fucking The Hunt for Red October, or is this Toy Story 2? We don't fucking know.
I've always said that's hard to tell.
It literally is the same fucking concept.
Yeah, it's like a remake. It's like Pocahontas and Avatar.
Yeah. Pocahontas and Dirty Dancing is the same thing.
That's, wow, that's true.
Yeah, there's no shoes. They don't wear shoes. They don't wear shoes.
Yeah, and there was a lot of grinding.
There was. We're going to look into this, too. We're going to call the guys.
The connection.
We're going to call. I got a Pocahontas guy. We're going to find out.
It's Native American, Scotty.
I work with this fucking Pocahontas guy.
Oh, God.
That's fucked.
I mean, the president just tweeted it 2 days ago.
A Pocahontas guy?
He keeps mocking Elizabeth Warren. Because she claimed to have Native American ancestry, but she's not a member of a tribe. So he calls her Pocahontas to taunt her.
Wow.
Because she had to, like, walk it back. And he feels like he's, like, doing a great thing. He's like, yeah, stupid Pocahontas. But it's a slur, and he keeps, like, throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't even like getting into politics.
No, I didn't mean to take it there.
Because it's Idiocracy. It's alive.
Like, yeah,
that movie is so real. It would be cool to watch that movie and just, like, pause it. What can we relate to this that's happening right now?
Yeah.
You know, because it's all, that movie is completely.
Yeah, I call it. Well, Mike Judge, he called it.
Terry Crews in that is Donald Trump.
But, you know, I think if Terry Crews actually ran for president, he'd probably do okay.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'd have to see his policies, but I'd probably vote for him. I mean, I don't know what kind of, you know,
what he's got going on
about the national debt, but I'd vote for those pecs.
I vote more Old Spice commercials on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't have TV, and that's how that works. But
do you actually seek out commercials on YouTube?
No, but if they're good, I'll let them play. I won't skip ad.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, sometimes you miss commercials.
Yeah, but I watch football every year, so I get, like,
You're still there. I haven't watched an actual channel in a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only time is football season.
Yeah.
And, you know, me and the boys just get together.
Yeah, just brown bag it.
We just strap on some male diapers, male adult diapers. Yeah,
you just get but you need those breaks, you know? They strategically put those commercials in there so the boys can brown bag it outside for a couple puffs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you got to run out. Smoke it and toss it.
Smoke it and toss it. How about let's smoke this one and that didn't really work out.
We smoked this one, so let's toss it.
Smoke this one and let's toss it. Elliot, you got any final thoughts?
No, none whatsoever.
Okay, you never do.
I can prepare some next time.
Yeah, prepare under promise, over deliver.
That's what I always do.
Yeah. That
here's some final thoughts.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
Don't be great, because being good's easy.
That's true.
There you go.
And wherever you go, there you are. Add us on Instagram, Bad Seed Podcast, all together. No, none of those pussy underscore shits. All together.
Fucking underscores.
Underscores are for fucking people, man.
People.
It's for fucking people. Thanks for listening. Again, hopefully next time we won't be in a vehicle.
I hope.
Or it's going to change the whole dynamic of this fucking podcast.
Yeah, we're going to start to turn on each other if sitting in a car.
Yeah, you're going to be like my little volleyball.
I'm Wilson.
Yeah.
Great.
I don't know. That would be a good costume for us to do.
Well, I'd only have to paint my face, so I'm down.
Because your skin is like that of a volleyball.
Okay. Yeah, it's white. As white as a, like, I'm very pale.
Okay.
So I just have to shave and paint the lines. Right,
paste. And you do have a big W and an air tube hole. Okay. Again, thanks for listening. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you. Stuck to landing.
Stuck to landing. Peace out.